This segment is brought to you by Humanware, the global leader in assistive technology for people who are blind or have low vision.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome. Welcome. We have a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Hey, listen, you, turning that dial, stop right there. That's right. This is the only national commercial radio show for the sighted community, as well as the visually impaired and the blind community. That's right. The only one that's a commercial radio show for the visually impaired blind. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the visually impaired and the blind community. Before we get started, I got introduced to the players tonight. That's right. To my left, my beautiful wife, my co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. Hi, everybody. Welcome. We're 16th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. What fun and informative show tonight. Very informative. So stay tuned.
And you folks don't know, if this is a live radio show. That's right. It's not taped. We're all live. Well, we got another co-host. He's in Winter Park, Florida. Are you there, Gary Sinclair? Co-host, Gary Sinclair, are you there?
Hi. Very glad to be here.
Something's not right. He's coming in funny.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Can you talk a little bit, Gary? You can already hear you.
Maybe. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's
now we can.
Better.
You sound better.
Well, you're close to the phone.
All right. Well, I'm glad to be back and welcome back everybody to Blind Beyond Radio Show. It's going to be a very good show tonight.
Yes. And in the studios, the only one in the studios, all the way from Cowie, Florida. Chris Shaw, you there, producer, engineer?
You know I'm already here. I'm right here live and in full effect, waiting on you, you, and you, and you. Come on, baby, let's rock and roll tonight. You already know.
That's right.
You sound good, Chris.
You sound good, Chris.
It's always a relief to hear your voice.
Yes, yes.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why. Rhetorical question. Okay.
We got some. First, we got to get started. We got a happy birthday first.
That's right.
First, we got a happy birthday wish to a Mr. David. That's right. Co-host David Hillebrand. David Hillebrand, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday, David, to you, and many more to come. It's official. You're legal now. And a favorite song and the words of my favorite friend, visually impaired himself, or do we just say blind?
Stevie Wonder. That's right.
So happy to birthday tomorrow, Dave. Hope it's a good day. And I have a couple of shout outs before we move on to Gary. Let's see. Where are my shout outs? Okay. I'd like to say a big hello to Dr. Randy Pierce up there in Concord, New Hampshire. And Dr. Pierce is the president and CEO of Future Insight, an organization for the blind. And I'd like to also give a big shout out to Diane and Danny in Oviedo, Florida. Hope you're listening, and if you are, enjoy the show. What about you, Gary Sinclair?
There goes again.
I think Gary's too close to his
phone. Gary, too close to the mic.
Yeah, Gary, I think you're in a bad area or a bad location because you keep giving me that robotic feel. Yeah.
Maybe go outside?
I'm outside. I'm going to touch.
You should be sitting at the dock of the bay.
Well, we're waiting for Gary to come on.
Yeah.
I have something to say because now this is funny, but it's very true. People don't understand. We say the visually impaired and blind. The blind community understands. I'm blind. I understand I'm blind. Okay. But when I say the sighted community, a lot of people that are sighted don't understand sighted. I don't know why. I used to be sighted. Maybe I didn't understand when I was sighted. I didn't understand
not
sighted.
Familiar with the term.
Because when I say something, when somebody comes on, a new person coming on, I say, are you sighted? And sometimes they say, yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited. No, I'm not asking, are you excited? I want to know if you're sighted. The sighted, that means with your eyes. Can you see?
Do you have vision?
I do have vision. Right. You know what's a good word? I'm going to say that from now on. Do you have vision?
Well, you can have low vision, though. Well, you're still sighted, though. Yeah.
Well, that's a good question because sometimes they say, well, I'm blind, but I have vision. Mm-hmm. I have vision, not sight vision. See, a lot of people that are blind understand that they're blind. A lot of people who are sighted don't understand they're sighted. They just assume they don't even know what it is. So, you know what? That's why we started the show 7 years ago, to let people know we, the blind, we, the low vision, have a lot more to say, and we try to introduce the sighted community to us. You know, 30% of our radio show, people are listening, are sighted. 30%, that's right, and climbing. 30% of our audience is sighted. 70% is visually impaired blind. And truthfully, I love that. I love the sighted people listening to our radio show. If those folks out there listening for the first time, maybe you can call in someday. I'd love to hear from you. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. We always love, love, love to hear new listeners. Wherever you are, whether you're in the United States, Canada, or in the world, Call in. Love to hear from you. It's your show. This is all about you. Phone number to call in. I'm going to say it again, nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Gary, you back?
I am back. How do I hear
you
now?
Now you sound good. Now you sound good, Gary.
All right. I'm glad I'm back.
Yeah, of course. So what's new with you?
So I do have a shout out to a Diane, too. That's my cleaning lady. She's going to listen tonight.
So who is the shout out to, Dave? Gary?
I think he said Diane. Did you say Diane?
Diane. Yes.
Okay.
So, folks, whether you're listening in Utah or Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, New Hampshire,
Canada,
Australia. Wherever you are, call in. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. You know, you don't have to call just in on trivia. When we do our trivias, which we'll have it later in the show, trivia, and win prizes, you can call in anytime.
Speaking of calling in, Michael, I just want to mention to the audience that our first guest will be talking in a few minutes on the other side of the break, and we have room for one call. So if you have a call for this gentleman, please get ready to dial, and Chris will put you on. But we only have time for one call. So
it's about voting.
Right.
Accessible voting.
We'll introduce the gentleman in a few minutes.
It's all about accessible voting.
Very important.
It's not about whether you are. We're not talking about parties now, folks. We don't talk about politics on this show, and we don't talk about religion. We're talking about voting. So it's not about whether you're Democrats, Republicans, independent. We're not talking about that. We're talking about to vote. It's all about voting,
and election day
is coming November 8th.
Now, wait a minute. We always talk about the parties that we've been to. We always talk about the parties that we hang out at. We always talk about parties now.
Yeah, parties, we do talk about parties. Not political parties.
Oh, political parties. Okay, got it.
We don't talk about political, and we don't talk about religion on the show. Nope. We talk about everything else.
That's what we've been doing for 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years. Gary, before we go to break, what's new with you? We haven't spoken to you on the air in a month.
What's happened with me?
Yeah.
I made it through the hurricane.
Well, good.
Very well. Didn't lose no power. I lost one section of my fence and sort of disrupted my shed, but I can live with that compared to all these people out there that still are underwater.
That's right.
And having troubles with places to live and eat. And, you know, I just feel bad for everybody out there. Pray every day.
Absolutely,
you know,
correct.
One of my favorite songs called Smile by Nat King Cole. And I listen to the words more and more every time I hear those words. And it's so appropriate for this show. And I say, smile. You have to smile, folks. Whether you're a visually impaired or newly blind, you still can smile because let me put it this way. There's so much in life. I'm blind, but I can tell you right now, I can't wait. And people who are sighted won't understand this next statement. I can't wait to see my grandchildren. So we're going to go to break. Can't wait on the other side. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Looking forward to it. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone, and
don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis, pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
The Raboca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Raboca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Raboca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Raboca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download, raboca.com.
You have a right to accessible voting. Democracy Live! Seeks to modernize voting in America by allowing voters to access their ballot and balloting information anytime and anywhere using any smart device, computer, or platform. Whether voters are accessing their official ballots or researching the candidates on their ballot, we believe voters want easier, more secure, and accessible voting technologies. This includes the over 25 million voters who live with disabilities in the United States and the millions of voters who reside outside the country or can't vote at a traditional polling place. As the leader in secure remote voting technologies, Democracy Live! Has served voters from nearly 2,500 U.S. jurisdictions and in over 96 countries around the world. Voters have the right to vote in a secure, accessible, and independent manner regardless of disabilities or geography. Democracy Live! Has been leading the way for over a decade, delivering secure, remote voting technologies in over 4,000 elections serving over 20 million voters. You do have a right to accessible voting. Learn more. Go to democracylive.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Welcome back. Folks, listen up. November 8th, coming up soon. November 8th, that's all about voting. That's right. Time to vote. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, so then it's a perfect time for me to introduce our first guest for the night. So I'd like to welcome Brian Finney. And Brian is the founder and CEO at Democracy Live. Welcome, Brian. Welcome, welcome.
Here you go.
Hello?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you. We can hear you. Welcome.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry about that loud audio before. I don't know what that was.
That's all right.
Hope it didn't hurt your ears.
So tell us, Brian, about Democracy Live, if you would, please.
Terrific. Thank you, Michael. And it's a great honor to be here to Blind and Beyond. What a terrific radio program you have here. And it's a great opportunity for us to share with you what Democracy Live! Has been trying to do over the last 14 years now, which is to extend the right to a private and independent voting experience to all voters, regardless of disabilities, regardless of geography, to ensure that the franchise is fully extended to voters. And as we're coming up on this, boy, it looks like it's about 3 weeks now, a very critical election. We want to make sure that all voters who want to be able to fully participate in the democratic process can do so in the same kind of conventional, traditional manner as all other voters. So whether you like to vote in the polling place or at home, Democracy Live! Has been developed to create the tools and the technologies to extend independent and private voting to all voters who wish to participate, including those who are blind or have a disability.
I have a question. My first question is, in Democracy Live!, what do I do as a blind person if my area that I'm in cannot cater to me as a person who's visually impaired or blind? What do I do then?
Oh, that's a great question. Michael, you know, there's 8,000 elections jurisdictions in this country who are responsible for administrating voting in the election. Of course, that spans 50 states, and each state has their own laws. They have their own limitations and opportunities to be able to vote. So it really depends on your state and sometimes on your jurisdiction on whether they offer an accessible at-home or accessible absentee balloting solution. Democracy Live! Happens to be deployed in over half the states around the country, or there might be other types of technologies that are also deployed in your state or jurisdiction. The very first thing that I would do is I would contact your local elections jurisdiction and ask them if they do have an accessible absentee ballot available in that jurisdiction. You know, a handful of years ago, hardly any states offered it. But now we have a growing number, and in fact, more than half the states offer an accessible option to access your ballot from home privately and conveniently. So you don't have to go to the polling place if you don't want to. But the very first step is to reach out to your local elections authority to determine if they do offer that.
If they don't offer it, then what?
Well, you know, that's where, you know, the name of our company happens to be Democracy Live!, but we're a firm believer in small D democracy, right? Meaning that's where, you know, hopefully the listeners, your members, the listeners to this radio program can advocate for this type of technology. Almost everywhere that we are around the country, it's all been because of, and I'm pretty sure probably people listening to this radio program tonight have been involved in the advocacy efforts to advocate to extend accessible voting beyond the polling place and into the home. So putting that little small D into the democratic process and agitating and advocating and reaching out to your local elections official, reaching out to typically your secretary of state, who is your chief elections official typically, or sometimes your legislature. Oftentimes this type of technology has been extended either because of legislation, in some cases litigation, or just advocacy at the local level.
We'll take one call, but not from the state of Florida. We'll take one call, not from the state of Florida. Any other state from Florida? You got 49 other states. I want to hear one call. If you want to ask Brian any questions about Democracy Live! Or anything about voting, the phone number here is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Any call, but not Florida. And I'll tell you why Florida, because Florida, we know, has...
It's pretty much covered.
Except our county where we live. Yeah. So 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Any question you want to ask Brian about voting or Democracy Live? Except Florida. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a question, Brian. Can you please, what is the process? Okay, you're interested in absentee voting, and your county has it. So what do you do? What's the first thing you do?
Well, it's a great question. Great question. The very first thing you
I'm being kind of vague, but I think you understand what I'm saying. What's A, B, C, D? How does it work?
Right. So first thing you want to do is find out if your local county or jurisdiction has the accessible at-home voting option. Now, if they do, the next step typically, now do keep in mind that with 8,000 elections jurisdictions in 50 states and about 3,500 different counties, different counties are going to do it different ways. But typically what would happen is that you contact your local elections authority. They would then get your email address and mail our email out to you a link. Oh. And that link, because what it is, it's an online environment. It's a balloting portal is what we call it. It's a web balloting portal. So using your home screen readers or whatever types of assistive technologies that you have, you're able to use your home device, your home computer. And just like if you're able to go to Amazon and go shopping or go to Facebook and socialize, you can use your home computer to access your ballot. And that's by clicking on the link that your local elections official will send you. Now, once you click on that link using your home computer on whatever browser or operating system or screen reader that you happen to use, you can be able to access your ballot, listen to your ballot, navigate your way through the ballot using your home computer or device. And then depending where you are, there's two different ways that the balloting process is delivered to a voter. And one is that you get your ballot, you can mark it, you can listen to it. And in some states, you still have to print it off because that's the law for now. But then a growing number of states are allowing for the electronic return of the ballot. So you no longer are required to have a printer.
Wow, that's terrific. I was wondering about that, if it had to be in the paper form and then put in the mailbox.
Yeah, in fact, I think it's one of the probably the fastest growing technology in elections is this electronic return of the ballot.
Does Florida have that, Brian?
Well, not yet. Not yet. It's an important first step to be able to get the ballot independently and be able to mark it privately. But for now, the printer is still required in Florida. But, you know, we're working collectively together. And I think that's, again, where that small D democracy kicks in, where we can advocate and agitate to make 100% accessibility, but not necessarily requiring the printer.
But you do have to call the supervisor of elections and they'll mail you the envelope, right? So you go online to the portal and you fill it out and you print it, but you're waiting for the envelope, correct or no?
Typically, yep.
Okay.
Typically, what you'll do is you print it out and then put it in the envelope that they send to you.
Right, that's great. What else? What other questions?
How much further and how far in advance can you do it?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Brian, how far in advance, how early can you do that?
Well, you know, we have an election coming up in the next 3 weeks. And so I would strongly encourage your listenership to make that call tomorrow. You want to reach out, make sure that you're on the, you know, you have the request in. Some states, you know, they close down the request window maybe 10 days before the election. So what you want to do is make sure that you don't miss that window. And by reaching out to them as soon as, you know, the early part of this week into this week coming up, that that you don't miss that window. But for right now, at least in all the states that we cover, if you put in your request in the next week or two, there's a, you know, cover half the states. They're all a little bit different. But I think if you put in the request in the next week and a half, you'll be fine.
And also seniors, not necessarily blind or disabled, but seniors have access to this technology also, that they can participate in the absentee in Democracy Live! Software in your process?
It depends on the state. Some states allow every voter to be able to access the portal and get their ballot. Other states, maybe it's just if you happen to be in the military or overseas. And then other states, you know, you have to have a voter. You have to have a disability. But for the most part, you know, this tool is designed to accommodate any type of disability. So if you have Parkinson's or palsy or level of paralysis or mobility challenges,
right?
So the whole array of voters who may need assistance.
Gary, meet Brian. Do you have any questions, Gary? Brian, this is our co-host, Gary Sinclair, tonight.
Hi, Gary.
Hello, Brian. I just want to know when.
Yes. Huh? No, go ahead, Gary. I'm sorry.
Okay. Just want to know how late would be the latest you think to put in your vote? No later than.
Right. I'd encourage all of your listeners who want to put in a request to do it in this coming week to make sure that you get your ballot, the link sent back to you in time for you to get your ballot, access it, mark it, and then return it back to your elections office. So I would strongly encourage you all to put in a request, tomorrow, contact your local elections authority if you have time, or sometime in the next week, possibly the next week and a half to be safe.
Okay. I'm just concerned here in Florida and in Central Florida with the mail and all this and the people that have been flooded out of their homes and have no place to live. And
I just hope they can all get their votes in. I was wondering about that too. All the people that have been displaced.
Right.
I heard you can put in another address. You have your old address, but if you can't reside at your house, you can put down another address and it'll be accepted.
Well, I think what you're going to see is this type of technology expand to a more universal group of voters. And that would be, voters who were displaced. Of course, you have hurricanes in Florida, but you have wildfires or earthquakes in California. You have voters who are serving abroad. We've had voters in 96 different countries in every continent. We've had voters on a submarine or a space station be able to access this ballot.
Oh, my gosh. The space station.
Yeah.
So, Brian, can you tell everybody how to learn more about Democracy Live and where they go on the Internet? Well, they can go on our website, but tell them how to find out more information.
We can always go to our website at democracylive.com. But I would, more importantly than about Democracy Live, it's really about you all who want to be able to vote in this manner. At home. I'll just say briefly that vote by mail is the fastest growing type of election process that we have in the country. And the accessible vote by mail technology is the fastest growing technology that's associated with that. And so the very first thing that I would recommend is that you contact your local elections office. And if they don't have it, this is the beginning to start advocating for it as you come into the next election cycle, which is, of course, the important presidential election cycle
right.
in 2024.
Right. That's for sure.
Okay. So if they don't have it, what are you supposed to do then? Tell them they have to have it? Is there a law?
Well, I would encourage you to say that, most states now offer something like this. And if you don't, then it's an opportunity for them to do the right thing and start instituting this program or a program like it.
Maybe they don't all know about it. So, yeah, it's a nice way to introduce it to them. Pleasantly. All righty. Well, thank you, Brian. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Brian.
Telling us about absentee voting for the blind and disabled voters, and we really appreciate it. It's perfect timing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the opportunity to come tonight, and you have a great radio program.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on board. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
So listen, folks, November 8th, you have to vote. You have to vote November 8th, whether you are Republican, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're independent, you have to vote. It's a thing to do. If you belong, if you live in the United States, you have to vote. Okay. Don't make up any excuses, especially if you're visiting parent blind. No excuses. Everybody can vote. You should vote November 8th. Which is like 3 weeks away, November 8th. Vote, vote, vote. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't forget, the phone was 407-894-1680. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You
have a right to accessible voting. Democracy Live! Seeks to modernize voting in America by allowing voters to access their ballot and balloting information anytime and anywhere using any smart device, computer, or platform. Whether voters are accessing their official ballots or researching the candidates on their ballot, we believe voters want easier, more secure, and accessible voting technologies. This includes the over 25 million voters who live with disabilities in the United States and the millions of voters who reside outside the country or can't vote at a traditional polling place. As the leader in secure remote voting technologies, Democracy Live! Has served voters from nearly 2,500 U.S. jurisdictions and in over 96 countries around the world. Voters have the right to vote in a secure, accessible, and independent manner regardless of disabilities or geography. Democracy Live! Has been leading the way for over a decade, delivering secure, remote voting technologies in over 4,000 elections serving over 20 million voters. You do have a right to accessible voting. Learn more. Go to democracylive.com. Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanware.com.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, H-U-M-A-N-W-A-R-E. For more information, visit humanware.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. In case you didn't hear the phone number, call in at 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
And that's 407-894-1680.
1680, what did I say? 407-894-1680.
Gary, he ran that by pretty fast, didn't he? 1680, okay. Yeah. So anyway, right. Okay, let's get back to business. Well, we'd like to welcome for the very first time, this is an honor, we'd like to welcome Bruce Miles, and Bruce is the CEO at Humanware. Welcome, Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Lynn. Well,
you're welcome very much. And meet Gary Sinclair, our co-host.
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
And what happened to Gary?
Gary there. Well, he was there.
Technology, okay. Technology yeah, happens yeah. all the time.
He was Bruce, this is a live radio out. Show.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
This is a live radio
what
show.
You hear is what, you
what you hear is what you get. That's it. So, Bruce, as CEO of Humanware, can you tell us a little bit first about yourself?
Sure, absolutely. So, I guess important things. I've been married for 34 years, and I have four fantastic children between the ages of 23 to 30. And we've had a major event. We had one, the oldest daughter just got married a month ago. So we're still kind of high off of that. That was a wow. major event for us.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that was big. And so we all live in the beautiful city of Montreal and all within very close proximity of each other. So we're really happy about all of that.
Oh, you're lucky. There you're wow, lucky, boy.
Lucky? Yeah.
You're lucky.
Yeah. Really well, lucky. It's such a nice city that, you know, people just don't want to move away. So that's good.
But it's and, nice to have your family all together.
Yeah, absolutely. And then in terms of education, I have an MBA in finance and international business, and I'm also a professional accountant. I have a CPA, but I've gone a long ways away from that. Career-wise, I mean, I've had a really, really good career. I started off working in so many different fields and so many different disciplines, but I've worked in like passenger transportation with Via Rail. That would be the equivalent of Amtrak. I've worked in the spirits and wine industry with Seagram Canada. So that was a nice 10-year stint. Yeah. Yeah. And my friends all said, wow, what a good fit working in spirits and wine. And then I went from that into aerospace and defense, working with a company called CAE here in Canada. So they do flight simulation and training for both civil and defense applications. And then I got into eye healthcare with Essilor and Essilor Canada. And then that kind of led me into my next, career move, which was working for Humanware. So that's how I ended up here.
And how long have you been at Humanware? How many years?
So Humanware is 6 years. And just, I think what's important about that transition is Essilor, well, now it's called Essilor Luxottica. They're the two mm-hmm. companies merged. They're the company that owns Humanware. So that's a bit of an interesting story. Yeah. So they purchased Humanware back in 2013. And I ended up joining in 2016. There was an opening. So I was, senior VP sales and marketing and all that other stuff for Essilor Canada. And then they had an opening at Humanware in sales, somebody to lead the sales team. So believe it or not, I didn't even know what Humanware was at the time. So I got to meet everybody and talked about this incredible mission and journey that they're on. So I said, wow, that just sounds like unbelievable. So I was in right away. And I moved from Essilor into the company they purchased, which was Humanware. And that was 6 years ago. So it's been a fun journey since then. I started as a senior VP sales and then moved into the president's role. And then last year, I became CEO of the company last September. So really thrilled to be part of the company.
That's wonderful.
Well, first, I want to thank you very much for sponsoring Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And the second thing I would like to ask, does Humanware have a mission?
Yeah, it sure does. And that's probably, I guess, the best one. You know, talking about Humanware, that's the best place to start. So, I like to say we have this incredibly compelling mission, which really engages all of our employees. And our mission is that, we empower people with vision loss to fully participate in society and to remain independent. So it's very simple, it's very clear, and it's very engaging. And it's been the same for 34 years. And HumanWare has been in business for 34 years doing exactly the same thing. So being incredibly innovative and finding solutions for the visually impaired.
So can you tell the audience some types of, not everybody, you know, knows, and
Some of the products that HumanWare
has.
Yeah,
some of the products, or the types of, some of the types of products.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, I'd call it two different types of portfolios. One is for low vision. And low vision, I mean, it's basically for people with central vision loss. And central vision loss, you know, comes with age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, Stargardt's disease, a number of other age-related diseases as well. So we work on magnification solutions for that. And we have, I'll call it a portable lineup. So we've got an Explore 5. So it's a handheld electronic magnifier that, you know, magnifies between 2 and 22 times. And it's got all kinds of other nice features to it. So lines and blinds and, you know, different color backgrounds for people with light sensitivity. And just super easy to use. I mean, that's how we design products. You just flip the handle back and you're in business. It's working. So we've got a 5-inch version of that. We've got an 8-inch version of that. And we just launched an Explore 12 last year, which is wildly successful. And in fact, so successful that we're having difficulties keeping it in stock. So we did not think we would be selling this much. But the difference with that is it's on a stand. So it's got an interesting form factor that if people want to use it for an extended period of time and fill out tax returns or crossword puzzles or write letters or things like that, it's on a stand. So it allows you to put your hand underneath and to write very comfortably. And then we'll move on to another 12-inch. So we built a really interesting 12-inch tablet for students. And that product is called the Connect 12. And it was really one of the first, I'll call it intelligent tablets, built, purpose-built for a student with low vision. And what we did, I mean, we saw all the other students that were using tablets in the classroom, and they weren't really adapted for a kid or a child, a student with low vision. And so what we did is, look, what would make that really interesting? So we put it on a stand, same type of thing. So we know that, you know, the student's going to be writing underneath it. We put a better lighting system. We put a distant camera. We put, you know, big tiles and icons. So that's very easy for the low vision student to see. And that's been wildly successful as well. So we've sold tens of thousands of those. And then the last product we developed was called, it's called the Reveal 16. And it's really a, I'll call it a portable or transportable CCTV. So not something you would carry around day to day, but it's something that folds down and, you know, can fold underneath a desk or a bed or whatever. And, you know, if you want to put it away, if you have guests over, it's not like the big 24-inch CCTV. It's a smaller size. Or, you know, people that want to travel, it can be taken with them as well, folded into a smaller size, put into a knapsack and, you know, brought 2 months to the cottage or a couple of weeks on vacation or that type of thing. So that's our low vision portfolio. And then from a blindness portfolio, I guess our biggest, most well-known products are in refreshable Braille. So we have a product called the Braille Note Touch, which is, you know, was the first Android accredited device, really has advanced. It's an all-in-one device that the student can take with them. And, you know, we're introducing features now that are really going to bring students up to the speed that they should be up to, you know, for employment and things like that. For example, the most recent features, you know, we're allowing them to participate in all kinds of cloud computing exercises and use different type of cloud applications. So I think that's really important. And we're going to be launching a programming module to allow students to program and to build robots and to connect Bluetooth and things like that. So we think that's very important. The next line we have is the Brilliant. So that's Braille displays. And we've just updated the Braille displays to have text to speech, Bluetooth 5, and all kinds of interesting features. We have embossers. So we acquired a line of embossers from Enabling Technologies. We have digital talking books. Probably the best known products are the digital talking books that we have. So we have the Victor Reader Stratus and the Victor Reader Stream. Mm. One operates off CDs. And the other one is a downloadable device, but very easy to use. So Bruce, it's got like the tactile buttons. Yeah.
Yeah. May I interrupt? We have a couple of callers that would like, I guess that's your question. I don't know. Chris, who is the first one?
Very quickly.
We got.
And it has to be very quick because Bruce has more things to tell us.
Okay. So we have Dan on the phone line from Altamont Springs. And then we got Sherry from Orlando.
Dan. Okay. But very quickly. Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, Michael. Hello, Bruce.
Say hello to Bruce, Dan.
Hey, Bruce. Yeah, thanks for coming on the show tonight. Really appreciate hearing about HumanWare. A quick question for you. You mentioned sort of some magic words here, the Victor Reader Stream. I have been thinking about getting one for quite a while, and I know you don't pre-announce new releases or any products, but I wondered if in the next iteration of that, we're likely to see Bluetooth as one of the features that's there.
Yeah, we're always updating our devices. Not sure when the next version is going to be out, but we should have something fairly soon to announce. So I'll leave it like that.
Thank you, Dan.
Rather than steal the thunder of my marketing department.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan, for calling in. Thank you, Dan.
And thanks for your support of the product. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Sherry,
you're up.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Very quick, Sherry.
Quick call, Sherry. A quick question.
Well, I don't really have a question. I just want to thank you. I have used HumanWare products back in the days of the original Braille Note. I own that. I own the Victor Reader Stream. And you could maybe talk a little about the Trek that's coming out. That's a really cool device. I own or used all the blindness devices. I have the Braille display, the Brilliant, and I love it. I love your product so much. I paid for them out of my own pocket for the most part and gotten a little help for some of them from the Division of Blind Services in Florida. And I love your customer support. It's so great. And just thank you for all you do for us. It's wonderful. And I appreciate you.
And thank you for calling in, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry. We appreciate your call. Wow. Isn't
that great? Thank you so much, Sherry. And that's really, you know, that says a lot about the company. And he just, you know, covered a lot that I was going to say, and thanks for that. Thanks for your support.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that's what we are known for. And, you know, I go to a lot of conventions and I just wish I could share what I see at conventions and when I go out with my team back at the office, and just to hear things like Sherry just said, you know, that we have changed a lot of lives. And, you know, I think the differentiators for HumanWare, what we're known for, is innovation. Right. I'm really coming out with innovative products, but also the product support, that we've got an excellent product support team and people that really know how to use the products. And, you know, what I didn't mention, we're about 160 employees, and about 15% of our employees are also visually impaired, or our customers, as I like to say. So when people call in with questions, or they want to, you know, a Victor Reader Stream or Stratus, or, you know, a Braille display, that, you know, the person that is giving them the technical support uses the product. So I think it's really, really important to do that. And that came out loud and clear from Sherry. So glad to hear that.
Bruce, pardon me, not to interrupt you, but I understand. Don't you have something now to help people to finance if they want to finance something large?
That is so very exciting.
Very expensive.
I read about that on your website.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something. And, you know, we pay the fees for that. So it's called, depending which country you're in, but I think it's called Split It.
It is.
And
yeah,
and yeah, what you can do is split it into 12 payments. So you, on the web, if you go to the website, you'll see that option to go and split the payments into 12. And you need a credit card to do it, but it certainly makes it a lot easier, I think, to acquire the products. And we know some of them are quite expensive, and, you know, they're very costly for us to produce, and sometimes financing really helps. So we do see a lot of people making use of that. We're really happy that we could help.
And so you're in four countries.
We're in many countries. Yes.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
I've
many
had Canada, countries. United States, Australia, and the UK.
Yeah. That's where we have offices, but then we also work with dealer networks around the world. So we work with about 200 different dealers, and we're in about 50 different countries in terms of reach. So, you know, we work with our dealers and distributors. So we have a pretty big reach throughout the world. But yeah, the offices you just mentioned, that's where we have our offices. And there's two in Canada. There's one in just outside of Montreal. That's our research and development office. And then we have one in Drummondville, which is about, say, 60, 70 miles away, which is the manufacturing facility that we have.
So how can the people get hold of HumanWare?
Well, if you would like to know how to purchase a HumanWare product, I mean, you go to our website, and we have, it's a kind of a finder function. So you enter where you're at, if you're in Florida or whatever, you just put the state, and then it will either come up with the person to contact at HumanWare if it's a direct state, or it will come up with the distributor or dealer that we work with. So That's the best way. Plus, feel free to take a look at our website. We've just redone our website. So a lot of fantastic product information on there that people can find. And
is there a rumor? Is there a rumor that Umora is coming out with a new item for next year or 2 years away?
Maybe it's a secret.
I don't know.
No. I've been talking about it. It was a secret a while ago, but it's really cool. So we're working on a Braille tablet. And actually, I was just at the APH annual convention a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about it publicly. And then a few months before that, we launched it at the NFB convention with President Rick Abono. I was presenting with Dr. Craig Medar, the CEO of APH. And yeah, this is like super exciting. This is, I mean, our company was so excited when we got to work on this, but it was basically, it was a request for information that was put out from APH, and they were looking for a Braille tablet. So picture a Braille tablet that has, you know, 10 lines of Braille and 32, call them cells across, or 32 characters. And it combines both tactile graphics and Braille onto one device. Wow. And this is really cool. And the idea behind all of this, working with APH, the first use case will be looking at, you know, constructing textbooks. And, you know, they describe to us what the issue is with textbooks. And, you know, maybe you've experienced this as well, or a lot of your listeners probably. But they gave me an example that they built an algebra textbook, and it took 13 months to put all of this together. And then when it was finally all put together, I mean, there was a picture of a student. So picture this, a student, maybe she was in grade six, and she had this algebra textbook that if you stacked up the 42 volumes that it took to make it, it was taller than the student. And it was split between, you know, the tactile graphics was in one version and the print was in the other. So I could just imagine the struggle that this student would have. So, you know, we looked at all of that and said, how could we make that situation better? And we can with this, with what's called the DTD, with the tactile device. So we'll be able to, you know, once the transformation into Braille is done, that it's simply pressing a button. You don't have to go through that lengthy process of printing and binding and shipping. You just press a button, and this Braille book will be sent to the student, and they'll be able to accept it and navigate like any other student would. And if you want to go to, let's say, go to Chapter 3, Image 7, you could just press a go-to button and end up right there. So that's our vision.
That is fantastic.
That is fantastic. Super cool.
And we want to thank you so much for coming on tonight. It was a pleasure having you on the Blind and Beyond radio show. And we thank Humanware again for sponsoring our radio show. And we thank you so much for coming on board.
Thank you, Bruce. It was nice to meet you also.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Nice meeting everybody there. And thanks a lot. And hopefully we'll talk again.
Please, yes, perfect. We have to. Yes, we're going to go to break. Sure. Don't
all
go
right.
away.
Take care.
We'll be right back. You listen. Good night, Bruce. We're going to the break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.